Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, it is now time that we get back into Thy Word. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit, Father, to come forward to be with me. Not only to give me the guidance, Father, but to give me the words that You would have spoken this morning, so that we can grow in grace, in knowledge, in faith, and grow closer with the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, and walk in Your will and in Your way, doing those things, Father, that You would want us to do. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study this morning. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Starting here with verse 1, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Pardon me just a moment. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me he can do nothing. You've heard me preach that many, many times. Now, you know, in John 14, Jesus tells his disciples what he would be doing for them. And in 15, he tells them what they would be doing for him. And probably the words of chapter 15 and 16 are spoken as they walk from the upper room. through the streets of Jerusalem toward Gethsemane. You know, Jesus explains the divine human relationship by the analogy of a grapevine. Jesus is like the main vine. Disciples are compared with branches, and the Father tends the branches like a gardener. At that time of year, branches of grapevines would be budding in Jerusalem. Taketh away, he is not dealing here with the loss of salvation, but with the bearing of fruit. Now, here in verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. This reference that he's talking about here in verse 6 refers to the judgment of believers at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, 7. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So I want you to stop and think for a moment about the prayers that you pray that you haven't had answered. The things you've asked for that you've never received. Have you really stopped to think and to examine yourself to see why? That's something we all need to do. We need to do that daily. Examine ourselves daily, every day. Because we've been told just exactly what will be done to us if we are not right with God. There in 8, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, continue ye in my love. He's talking quite a bit here, isn't he, about love. Both his love and what our love is supposed to be. 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You see, this kind of love he's talking about comes all the way down from the Father. And it comes to you and I through the Lord Jesus Christ. And today it is brought to us by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. But we know that when we are walking in the will and the way of Almighty God, we are filled with joy. And no matter what Satan will bring against us, we still have that inner joy. That joy that comes from inside. And that peace. I know there's been a lot of my days and time spent with me wondering even how I could have the peace and joy inside that I was having when there was so much against me. And Satan trying his hardest to get to me. But yet there was that peace and joy that was still there. Now, verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. We've seen that several times as we've been studying through these four Gospels. Now, 13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, is he talking about you dying just to show your love? No, but you should be willing to give yourself. For the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, and even for others, if it comes down to that. Now, are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. You see, we were his friends, and he loved us, and he went to the cross and gave his life for you and I. And if my life and my leaving this world to go on to be with him will bring life and all to others that don't have life yet, yes. Be willing to give it and go. Now, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. For whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. Now, we know all of this, but are we living it? So we've been studying this now through three other books, and we've heard a lot of this several times over. And still not really doing. 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And we know that we're going to be persecuted and the world don't like us. No. Because when we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, it wants no part of us because it wanted no part of him. Now, 20. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours. You see, he's letting you and I know that whatever they did to him, they will do to you and I. So it shouldn't be no surprise to us, should it? The only one that we'd be surprised to would be those that don't know him, that don't know his word, that don't study. Now, 21. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. And they don't know him. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. You see, once he came and he has spoken in all to us, we have no covering for that sin except through him. And that is by confessing our sins and being forgiven and giving our lives to him and having him come in and take our lives to do with what he will. 22. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sins. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. You see, once we reject one, we are rejecting both. Think about it. Because you see, the two of them are one. And the Holy Spirit is also one with them. Now, and you and I should be the brothers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also an heir with him, and joint heirs with him. 24. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and heard both me and my Father. You see, he has let us know all the way through these gospels that he and the Father are one. When you know one, you know both. When you've seen one, you've seen both. When you reject one, you reject both. When you don't listen to one, you don't listen to either. Think about it. Now, 25. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without cause. They hated the Lord Jesus without any cause whatsoever. All right. 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Now, you see, the Comforter refers to the Advocate besides us as we bear witness to Christ. Compare verse 27 with John 18:21. Now, you see, we talk about the Holy Spirit like the Son is God from God. The Son is generated or begotten, whereas the Holy Spirit proceeds from God again, while the Trinitarian relationship are a mystery to us, they are nonetheless very evident in the New Testament. But you know that Trinitarian relationship shouldn't be a mystery, and will be if we study His Word and walk with Him. We know that the Lord God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. Trinity of the Godhead. Now, there are some things about it, yes. A lot of things we don't know, that we will know when we step out of this life and into the next. Because it wasn't meant for us to know here. Because you see, there are other things that we really don't have any part of. Because He is over all. Everything. And He never sleeps. And He's always there. Think about that. And we're told in the Word, there's four more spirits of God. They're not named, just said four spirits of God. We'll not know about them until we get there. Now, we have come to the end of chapter 15. Of chapter 16, it's 33 verses long. And we're going to be talking about persecution, and Jesus speaks of His leaving and becoming comforter, and the sorrow to turn into joy, and about Him overcoming the world and all. So I want to leave you with what we have been on this morning, because I also want to ask you, go back over that one more time, because there is a lot here you and I need, and I want to make sure that you have a chance to receive the knowledge that you need. So we're going to stop here for the morning and let you go back and read chapter 15 yourself. Read it slow and see if God gives you anything else besides what He has gave you through me. All right. And through His Word here that you heard. Let's see if He can't add a little more to it. All right. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close Your Word, Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank You for these times that we can come forward with Your Word, Father, to share over the internet to all that will listen to us. And Father, use us Use us in mighty and great ways, Father, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word for mankind to be able to receive and to walk in, Father, to come out of darkness and to the light, and that light being Jesus, because He is the way and the only way, Father, that we have of making heaven our home. And He is the way, Father, of our care. He is our physician. He is our healer. He is our salvation. Father, He is everything for us. Now, Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for peace to them. And I pray, Father, that they all will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that one day, Father, all of Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. Father, this land of ours, filled with evil, evil like it has never had before, Father. Homosexuality is just an ultimate lifestyle, nothing wrong with it. And Father, we know that it is an abomination to You, the killing of unborn babies, Father. That man is being told is a woman's right. We know it's not her right to choose to kill her baby unborn, because that life is there. It's not hers to take. Steal, murder, Father. Any way you want to look at it. These are things, Father, that has been brought to us as being all right. And even being brought into our churches, Father. Not all of our churches, but for a big part of it. It's being accepted. Because, Father, they're there for money, monetary, financial, instead of being there for the Lord Jesus Christ and for You and Your Word. And Father, for us to remove from our high offices those that are filled with evil that is bringing all this kind of stuff upon mankind. And other things that they are doing now, even with our children. The children now able to make sex changes without permission of their parents. Father, we know it's not right. We're asking, Father, for these people to be removed from office and replaced by those, Father, that are Yours, that love You, love the Lord Jesus Christ, loves Your church, loves Your people, and loves this land. Father, Your word tells us that when the righteous rule, we can have joy in our land. And when the evil rules, the woe and all that will come against us, Father, and the misery of it. And Father, we are living in a lot of it right now because of the evil that has been brought upon mankind. Father, let us all pray for those that go into office this next election are Yours and will work with us to bring this land to repentance accomplishment of the work of thus to put the government back upon the foundation with which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that we can get him back into our schools, back with our young people, when they are away from home. Father, I pray for the saints, wherever they are in this world. And I pray for those, Father, that listen to this ministry, that they'll all walk in righteousness, Father, loving the Lord Jesus Christ, loving you, loving the Holy Spirit, and each other. Father, speak with us now through this day as we separate. Keep us all in health, Father, and keep us safe. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. Have a great day. Well, I pray that all of you be back with me again at 6 p.m. this evening, Eastern Time, back into the Word of God. Have a good one.